Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed and welcome back to Stoke Morning Reset. Now, we all know that life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? Between work deadlines, family obligations, social commitments, and just trying to keep up with the ever-spinning news cycle, it's easy to get caught in the chaos. And let's be real, neglecting our own well-being is a recipe for burnout, stress, and feeling completely drained. But guess what? Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like the foundation of that beautiful life you're building. Think about it, if your house needs a strong foundation to stand tall, you need self-care to build a resilient and happy life. Today, we're diving deep into the importance of self-care for mental health. Because let's face it, our minds are incredible things. They process information, solve problems, create art, and fuel our dreams. But just like any complex machine, they need regular maintenance to run smoothly. So, how do we keep those mental engines humming? First, remember that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. We're not talking about bubble baths and face masks every day, although those are lovely. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being physically, mentally, and emotionally. Think of it like setting boundaries with those pesky notifications on your phone. Just like you wouldn't let them distract you from an important meeting, you don't want them stealing your focus from taking care of yourself. Next, listen to your body. It's a master communicator, sending subtle and sometimes not so subtle signals about what it needs. Feeling tired? Exhausted? That's your body telling you to rest. Hungry? Don't ignore those cravings, they mean you need fuel. Remember, ignoring these cues is like ignoring the check engine light in your car. Eventually, something's going to break down. Thirdly, move your body. We're not talking about running marathons or hitting the gym every day unless that's your jam. Even a simple walk around the block, dancing to your favorite tunes, or stretching can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. Ever noticed how much better you feel after a good workout? That's your body releasing endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that boost happiness and reduce stress. Fourth, fuel your mind with positivity. The news cycle can be pretty bleak sometimes, so it's important to consciously curate the information you consume. Follow inspiring accounts, listen to uplifting music, or spend time reading books that spark joy. You wouldn't fill your car with rusty old parts, why do the same with your mind? Finally, don't underestimate the power of connection. Spend time with loved ones, join a club or group based on your interests, or simply strike up a conversation with a stranger. Humans are social creatures, and nurturing those connections is vital for our mental well-being. Think about it like this. Just like a plant needs sunlight to grow, we need human connection to thrive. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's juggling a demanding job, raising two kids, and trying to squeeze in some me time. She's constantly on the go, feeling overwhelmed and burned out. Then one day, she decides to take a step back and prioritize self-care. She starts with small changes. Going for a walk every morning, having a tech-free hour before bed, and scheduling regular coffee dates with friends. Suddenly, she feels more energized, less stressed, and more connected to herself and the people around her. So, what's your next step? Choose one thing from today's conversation that resonates with you and commit to incorporating it into your daily routine. Whether it's a 10-minute meditation session, a walk in nature, or simply saying no to something that drains your energy, remember every small act of self-care is a step towards a happier, healthier you. Ready to start your journey? Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the power of self-care. And let me know on social media what small steps you're taking to prioritize your well-being. Until next time, keep it stoic and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.